Blessed Assurance and welcome to Kingdom Christian Fellowship, KCF. We reveal the reality of the Kingdom of God and Christ Jesus in the lives of people all over the world. As you listen to this message, we pray that you are blessed and inspired to improve your relevance in the Kingdom of God.
Amen. Before you have your seats, I also bring you greetings from my wife and from my family.
Oh, wow.
Amen. And I salute them wherever they are in the name of Jesus. I want you to read a particular scripture for me. I think we have just about a few minutes and then we'll be out of here. So we'll try our very best to do this quickly. Let's read one scripture. Well, we'll do two. And then we see what the Lord will do. Philippians chapter 2, let's read from the verse number 12 to the verse number 18. If you have, if someone has a mic with me, okay. Okay, so then I'll read. The Bible says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing." I see your neighbor. Neighbor, you complain too much. Come for prayer meetings more. Come for service 2 hours. Is your neighbor like that? Your neighbor is like that, you see. Say, neighbor, today you must repent. Say, neighbor. Today, you must repent. What do your neighbor say? If your neighbor is laughing, your neighbor is saying that your English is not good. Hallelujah. It says, do all things. Okay, well, you've gone for it. Do all things without what? Complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless. Children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of God, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Verse 17. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the service and sacrifice of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. The NLT version of the verse number 17 says, "But I will rejoice even as I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God, just like your faithful service is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share this joy." Let's jump again to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the verse number 5 to the verse number 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the verse number 5 to the verse number 8. Do you have a mic ready? Or I should just flow.
"Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? So then neither he that planted..."
Let's go to the verse 6 first.
Verse 6.
Yes.
"I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase."
Okay, 7.
"So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase."
Amen. Verse 8.
"Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor."
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Over the few weeks in this month of March, we've been looking at prayer and what? Divine fortification. And I know that your man of God has been taking you through a number of teachings concerning sacrifices and giving. And today, I want to continue something that we started on Friday in Zion Impact Agape. And we are titling our message, Fortification by Sacrifice. Hallelujah. Now, for today's service, we are going to look at three main points, and then we'll be out of here. So I'll just give you as 1, 2, 3 points, and then we'll be out of here. The first point that I want you to note is in the verse number 6. The Bible says, I planted. If you understand the context in which we are, the I here represents what? Paul. So, point number one, let me just give you the sermon in advance. Point number one, Paul plants. Point number two, Apollos waters. Point number three, God gave what? You guys are sharp students. Put your hands together for yourself. Hallelujah. That's what we are talking about. Now, I want you to understand something. Now, there are many of us here, right, who have come into a particular scene, a particular establishment, and we are grateful for where we are. We take pride in the place that we stand. Many of you here are grateful that you have the Ashesi brand attached to your name. Should I go there? Okay. We've been talking about KCF being 21 years, right? And many of you, you are grateful that you are part of a family. When it started, there was no family. It was just one man. I don't know if you're with me. You are excited about the buildings. You are excited about the culture. You are excited about the Ashesi advantage. When it started, it was just what? One man. There are many of you who have inherited or are potential, you have the potential to inherit from a family background that has many businesses, that has many connections, that has many whatever it is. But when it started with what? And I dare put it to you that every great establishment is built on the life of one man. Every great establishment. There are movies and there are stories about the men that built America. When they started, they were one. They were not plenty. America was not that glorious when it started. I don't know if you're with me. Are you sure you're with me? So when you come into a place where you take pride for where that establishment has been, that institution is now at, one of the first things that you should have is that you must always remember the Paul that planted. And in your remembrance of the Paul that planted, the first thing that you give with your whole heart is appreciation and gratitude. You applaud the Pauls, because you may never get the anointing of a Paul. Oh, am I talking to someone? You see, you will look at the ICGCs. You will look at the Christ embassies. You will look at the what? The lighthouse. And then you will be wishing that I have the anointing of Pastor Dag. But you will never get the anointing of Pastor Dag because he is a Paul. When he started, you were not there. When the Archbishop Duncan Williams started, you were not there. When Kwame Nkrumah started, you were not there. When Patrick Ewa started, you were what? Not there. So you come into a place and you are comfortable and you celebrate how far this institution has come. You must remember the poor. You must what? And what do you give in remembering the poor? You give him appreciation and gratitude. You give him what? But unfortunately for 21st century critical thinking Ashesi students, your first internship, you go and work in which are the government institutions that lands registrar or whatever, lands commission. And then you come, you say that an Ashesi student is technologically inclined. And then they come and they say, write a memo. And then you ask, where is the memo? Then they give you a yellow pad and a pencil. They say, don't you have an email system? He says that, oh, where I am from, we only use emails. What is this bulletin board? You have come into a place and you want to challenge the organization because you have technological competency. Say, mercy, Lord. Say, mercy, Lord. Or am I talking to someone here? You see, many of us will go home after our first semester, after our first year, after our second year, and then we'll go to our house and say, Daddy, this is not how to run the finances of the family. Because you have done microeconomics. Am I talking to someone? You say, Daddy, sit down. You see, what you need is a book on finance for non-finance managers. Because when you meet a poor, what do? You salute a poor. So when I come here and I say, let's lift up our voice and celebrate our papa because he's a poor. When he started, you were not here. Now, you will never know the sacrifice of a poor until you see the harvest at the end. The sacrifice of a poor is always with his blood and with his sweat. Now, when let's use Patrick Ewa. When he started, will you leave Microsoft with million dollars every month? Come to this part of heaven. Let's look at it again, though. You leave Microsoft, and then you come to this part of heaven. If I don't use heaven and I use the word in my heart, we'll leave the church. You come to this part of what? Heaven. And then they ask you, what did I come to do with your millions? You didn't come to build a house. You didn't come to buy a BMW, whatever. You didn't buy a range. You didn't look for hotels and then be taking snap, Instagram, whatever, reels, and posting it that the buggers are in town. Am I talking to someone in the church? Because me and you, I know that when you get 100,000 Ghana cedis per, not even dollars, you have arrived. You have arrived. You say, mommy, come here. You know, mommy, this combi, we've been using Esther for too long. Let's go back to Exeter. You see, just a few people understand me because some people don't know what Esther combi is. You know, just a few people understand me. Just a few people understand me. Because you don't know what is Esther Combeef. You just know what? Exeter. Am I talking to someone here?
Yes.
Am I talking to someone here? Because you have what? Arrived. You have arrived. Say mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
Say mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
Say mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
You say, mommy, let's change the, you know, ketchup in the house. We've been using Mama Africa ketchup for too long. Mommy, let's upgrade to which one? Correct. Now I'm talking to someone. Are you with me? You will never know the sacrifice of a poor. Because the Bible says that Paul what? Planted. Everything that Paul invested, his blood, his sweat, his time, his life, it's all in the ground. That is the calling of a poor. The effect of their ministry is always buried underfoot. It's always buried in the dirt. So you meet a poor that is doing the work of God and you say, it doesn't seem like you're anointed though. Because you say that, see, where is your evidence? You said God called you 21 years ago. Where is your private car?
So
where is your Benz? Where is your Range Rover? Ah, the last time, where did you have your conference? Did Accra Sports Stadium get full? Because the anointing of a poor is always what? Buried in the ground. So when you meet a poor, you stand up and what? You give your salute. And today, many of you have to go home and go and look at the poor of your life. Some of you, the poor of your life are your mothers. Some of you, the reason why your mother's dream house was not roofed is because it paid your first semester fees. Or am I talking to someone? Am I talking to you? When your mother stands before God or whoever will judge and ask about house, he says that, I gave you money to build a house. Where is the house? They'll say, oh, this is the house. You are a five-story building sitting here. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me? Some of you, your mothers sacrificed their relationship with their husbands. Should I go there? Okay, no. Today, let's keep it calm.
Man of God, we have time. Go there.
We have time. We have time. Some of you, the reason why your mother didn't finish her PhD, and then you say that you are more educated than your mother, is because her PhD, her master's degree, in fact, her bachelor's, is this one. You are a BSc. Honest in computer science. That's who you are. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. And then we go around with Ahomasuo 24/7. Showing contagious spirits. You come to the house and then your man, and you talk to her, you are not correct. You are not correct. You meet a Paul in your house with the anointing of your mother. And then you tell your mother that I beg to differ. You meet your father in the house and say, oh, I agree with you, but you've not been slapped yet. They've not slapped you yet. The guy has come. Let me calm down. They've not slapped you yet. You walk the corridors of Ashesi University and say, ah, this could be some way, pal. I mean, see, look at the wall. I mean, what kind of thing is this? Ah, and then there's a flickering light. Ah, the support center, Kra, you are not correct. You are not correct. Say to your neighbor, the man of God will say he is not insulting you, but this one, the man of God is insulting you. You. Say, neighbor, you are not correct. Am I talking to someone here? You walk the corridors and you see someone like David Mokas, who has been here before Ashesi started. And then you say, ah, why have you locked the lab? I mean, don't you know? You are not correct. Should I go on? You meet someone like Nina Chachu in the library. When she sacrificed her life back then in Laboni, where were you? And then you go there. And then he said that, oh, you told me to come at 2 o'clock. I'm here at 2:05. It seems like you're still on the Zoom. Don't you know time management? You are not correct. Oh, should I go on? You come to church. Your man of God is here. And then he says that, I want service to start at 9. And then you 9 o'clock. Back home for me. You are not correct. Should I continue? Say to your neighbor, you are not correct. Until you realize that the investment of the pearls that went ahead of you will never be seen above ground, but they are the roots that you stand on. You will never go far in life. You will what? Never go far. Never go far. So anytime you see a pearl, they will come like the cleanest. They will come like the people that, so, you know, and then the ones that I don't like are the people that go to government institutions to go and work. And then you want to establish Ashesi Air there because the MD is hotspotty. No, can't you buy fiber? You are not correct. Should I go on? 1 month internship, you come back to the house, you've received 1,000 Ghana cedis in your account. So the people that work in your house, maid servants, those the cleaners, the gardeners and things, you size them up and down because your 1 month internship is their 3 months pay. You are not correct. I said fortification by what? Sacrifice. Foolishness must be sacrificed from us.
Wow.
In fact, that foolishness, God doesn't even like, you must take it away from yourself. All right, me. Because you may never get the chance to be a Paul. Well, I'm telling the truth too. It's not everybody that has the calling to be a CEO of a business. Should I go there? Because I know that Ashesi's vision says training with ethical entrepreneur. See, I'm telling the truth. Some of you here, you don't have the grace to be an entrepreneur. You have the grace to be a good employee. You have the grace to be what? A good employee. That's the grace you have. Because without you, that entrepreneur will not go far. The second thing, the Bible says that Apollos what? That is you and me. We are the Elishas of our day. We are the Joshuas of our time. The things that Moses could not do, Elijah could not do. You have been anointed to do it, my brother. What's your name? Nana Kuju. Nana Kuju is the Elisha of our time. Do you understand me? As Nana Kuju is sitting down here, he has a double portion of oil. and he has a mantle around his neck. Because what his father could not do, that is the reason why God brings an Apollo towards water. But many of us sitting here, we are seeking to be Pauls, so we have left our watering cans in our closets. Should I go there? Or are you sure you're with me? Are you sure you're with me? I said 3 points, then we'll be out of here. The watering can. So, you see, the Bible makes us understand. If you were Joshua, and then you hear the voice of God that said to your servant, I mean to your boss or to your leader, that Moses, you are not going to the promised land. Just as I promised the people that they will go there, but then I also told a group of people that they will die here. Moses, you are dying here. And then you hear, as you were standing by the tent, God told Moses, anoint Joshua. You come out and say, oh, praise the Lord. Favor has located me. I once asked some people, if you were John the Baptist, right? If you were John the Baptist, what's your name, please? Janet. So, Janet the Baptist, right? And then Jesus comes to your church, right? Jesus comes to your church. And then for you, God has given you the ministry of baptism. And that is how you win souls to Christ. So you lay Jesus inside the water. And Jesus comes out and he's speaking. Shada-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You come back and say, call my son for me. You'll be calling what? Jesus what? Your son. That's the mentality of the people here. When you see small oil, the people that went ahead of you, you want to call them my son. Yeah, many of us, right? You just win one soul. And then your name has changed. Papa. Man of God, what's your name? Sedem. Papa Sedem. Wow. Papa Sedem. Man of God, what's your name? Daniel. Oh, he's anointed. Wow. Papa Daniel. One soul. You've not finished deliverance. So the person just said, I give my life. The person didn't give their life to you. They gave their life to God. Right now, you call them my sons. Oh, my sons, gather around me. My son, it's Papa's birthday. See, the job of an Apollos is not to brag that you are going further than your father. No, one of the things that you will not realize is that every battle that Paul didn't fight, an Apollos must fight. So I put it to you. If your father was not able to cross to a certain level, assuming, like I said, your father's five-story building is the one sitting here, right? It means that you potentially don't have the ability to cross and build a five-story. Let me say it again because you didn't get me. If you are saying, like I said one time in my foolishness, when I found a beloved, wow, Jesus. And I said, Father, I want to marry. And then one time I was praying. Then I was praying about my family, praying about my grandma. Then I said, so my father cried, why did he divorce my mother? And I said, okay, Father, don't worry. I'll marry and show my father how to marry. And I said, you are a fool. That's the response I got. Because I didn't realize that everything that I complained to God about my father didn't fight. I've inherited it. It means that if I don't take care and I don't win, in the same way that they parted ways, that will be the same trajectory that I walk on. And many of you are complaining, you are bitter about your father and your mother. But you don't know that the things that they didn't fight, you have not received grace to fight. So the Bible says, as Moses was before the Red Sea, and then he cried out to God that let it part. Joshua didn't know that the calling that came upon him after Moses was denied entry, he also faced a similar overflown Jordan. And the question is, as an Apollos, as a Joshua, as an Elisha, can you cross over? Your father's own was a Red Sea. Yours is a Jordan. But can you cross? Because if you cannot cross it, just where your father ended, you will also end there. Exactly. And you come to me and tell me that grace, he paid the debt he did not own. You are a joker. There are certain things that we will never understand. You see, there are some of you, the reason why you go through cyclical breakup. Should I go there? B- because you think that your mother didn't wise up, but you don't know that the battle that she didn't win, it is now on your lap. And if you are not able to conquer that by the Spirit of God, every year it will break your heart. Someone say, mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
Someone say, mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
Someone say, mercy, Lord. How many people remember that when you ask your parents back then, oh, daddy, so how were you? They always say that they were the first in class. I just tried to tell you the reason why you have been feeling that bad, because your father didn't tell you the truth. And you keep struggling with it until what? You realize that there is an Apollos that must come and overdo certain mistakes of the father. At that point in time, what you need to carry is extra grace and extra oil. And you must deal with the fight of your fathers before you can deal with your own fight. So the Bible says that when Abraham was long dead and gone, what's the name of his son? Isaac. He went back into the land. And then the Bible said that he was about to dig a well. But he realized that the wells of his fathers, they had been covered. He did nothing on himself. He did nothing for himself. He did nothing that belonged to him until he unclogged the wells of his fathers. Many of you are running from fighting the fight of your father. So instead of going back and learning your father's small business and to manage it with your MIS skills that you know, you are saying that, oh, this business, I'll start a business and show my father how to start a business. Some of you are saying, like I said, I will marry and show my father how to marry well. But I don't know that certain wells that have been clogged, if you do not unclog them, you will never have your own. I've been so far. So when you see gallant men like this standing at the back, executives in my far right and my far left standing, you salute them and you ask that they release grace for you. Maybe there's an aspect of this campus that they never conquered, and you are saying that, come and stand here with pride, almost 24/7. And you think that you have been anointed. You are the Elijah and the Elisha of our day. So what Papa Roli cannot do, you do and show him. When you see him, you salute him and say, Father, pray for grace for me. Because what he could not do, maybe you would also not do. You see, but the most important thing here is that the glory of an Apollos is that after dealing with the battles and the wells of your father, you must do greater things. So Jesus even said, greater things than this. A true father in the anointing of a Paul will never be afraid of a son or of an Apollo doing greater things than him. I think so far. And that is why fathers with the mindset of Paul, they always give their life so that their children and their generation down there would be able to go higher. So the question is, if you come as an Apollos, are you also thinking about the next generation? Are you thinking about the next generation? See, we say we are in 21 years now. We are celebrating. Are you thinking about the next generation? If you are thinking about the next generation, you started praying for the next batch of admission students already. You would have started long ago. If you are thinking about the next generation, you'll be praying about the next batch of ASC executives already. If you are thinking about the next generation, the next group of students, next group of lecturers that will be coming to teach in the school, you would have been praying about them long ago. But then the fact that you have laid down your watering can of prayer and intercession means that you don't know the anointing that you carry. So you go bragging, hey, yes, I'm part of the kingdom family of love. I'm part of KCF. And then on Instagram, Jibo 2. Hey, oh yeah. But you don't have that. The job of what? An Apollos is what? Today I pray that wherever your watering can has been hidden, may God help you locate it.
Amen.
Any oil and water of revival that is meant to bring increase, may you tap into that well in Amen. The name of Jesus. May you tap into that well. See, some of you, the reason why you must not live your life like people that are sponsored by governments. I don't think you understand me. See, your neighbor sitting by you, he's sponsored by the state too. It is you that you think that we are all suffering. It's when you are suffering, say, I am suffering. Your neighbor sitting by your side, he's not suffering too. He's not suffering at all. Man of God, is your neighbor suffering?
This neighbor, is she Safri? Is this one Safri? Is not Safri at all. What's your name? Key. Kek. Is Kek Safri? Is not Safri at all. Kek is sponsored by the state too. His MP knows him. Oh. His MP knows him. Some of you, your assemblyman self doesn't know you. And because of that, you must walk your lane and do what God has called you to do. See, if you don't have the anointing to capture things that go on in class, in your photographic memory, write notes. After class, don't go for lunch, read over it. Go online, look for practice questions and answer it. Because you are not as sharp as your neighbor sitting by your left. Because the job of an Apollos is what? To water. Now, one of the things, when you realize that Apollos is being successful, you begin to see shoots of leaves coming out. All right, me? Shoots of leaves coming out. Unfortunately, many of us, when we see small shoots of leaves coming out, we are now planning our meal. Okay, so I want to have some salad. You know, I'm now vegan, vegetarian, Presbyterian, whichever one it is. Oh, what was it? It's what? Presbyterian. Presbyterian, same thing. Hallelujah. When we see small results, fruits, not fruit or leaves. When Apollos begins to see what? Small leaves, not fruit. I say what? Leaves. They think they are on top. So right now, they change their title on Facebook. Right now, they also, you see a proud Apollos. When he starts organizing prayer meeting at the same time that his father also organizes prayer meeting. Do you understand what I'm saying? This one, I'm speaking in parables. I'm speaking, the men of God here understand me. This man here, he understands me. He understands me. Do you understand me, man of God? He understands me. He understands me. You organize the same event at the same time, the same venue that your father is also organizing a program. Are you sure with me? Are you sure with me? So when they see that there's a town hall meeting, that is when you organize your group assignment. You are a joker. Should I go there? Let's close. And the last thing, the Bible says, and God gave what? Increase. See, I don't know the level in which you are, but one of the things that you have to realize is that when God is given increase, God gives increase to Paul, and God gives increase to who? Apollos. So it means that at this point in time where you are, you will never get the chance. We will always hear the testimonies that when KCS started in Laboni, this, that is all you will hear. But I promise you that when you go back and take your watering can, God will give increase to you. God will give increase to you. There are certain things that Apostle Kingsley Ejegosi said he will never be able to do ever again because he is no longer a student here. But you are the one here with the watering can. My sister, what's your name? Her name is Deep. High five. Hallelujah. God is going to give increase through her. Write me so far. God is going to give what? Increase through you. All you have to do is that you align your heart and say, Father, just as Paul said that to the people of Corinthians, I am being poured out as a drink offering. As you come in the anointing of an Apollos, also declare to yourself that Father, pour me out. Father, pour me out. On this campus, I want you to say to yourself that Father, it's not only KCF that must increase. We must take charge. We must take charge. We must take charge. We must take charge. We must set it in our minds that when we look at all the Christian groups on campus, every relevant position in ASC, in entertainment, in career services, we'll do it for God. Because the increase that God gives here is an increase of what? Influence. You are useless as a Paul and as an Apollos if you don't have influence. You see, many people, the reason why they are respected is because their money has influence. Some people, it's their name that has what? Influence. But for you, by your service and your dedication to God, by your sacrifice, may God give influence to you. Rise up on your feet with me in the name of Jesus. Say, Father.
Father.
We are going to pray two prayers, then we'll be out of here. Two prayers. All the things that I wrote will not go through because we don't have time. And our prayer is in the book of Job chapter 14, the verse number 7. The Bible says, for there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoot will not cease. The verse number 8. Though its roots may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground. The verse number 9. Yet, at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. The water that God gives you as an Apollos, the Bible says that at the scent of it, that means that at the littlest effort. You see, when we're reading the book of 1 Corinthians, when Paul was talking about, he was talking about the sacrifice and the labor of the people. Many of us don't know what is called labor in the house of God. We've not, like, it's alien. When Paul says that I'll be poured out as a sacrifice, when we read that scripture, we say, oh, grace has found me. I mean, like, soft life, Christian life, KCF life, oh, yeah, But the Bible says, he marveled. The pouring out of Paul, when God squeezed him, the Bible says that at the scent of that water, things that are dead and broken down, they bud back to life. The things that have been broken down in your family, at the littlest effort, when God pours you out as a drink offering, the Bible will say, as the Bible says here, that at the scent of water, things will bounce back again. Your business and the family business of the people connected to you that are broken down, that have been chopped down like a tree, at the littlest effort, when you pour yourself out as water on the altar of God, at the scent of water. Oh, someone is not with me. 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 Someone say, at the scent of water.
At the scent.
At the scent of water.
At the scent of water.
At the scent of water. There shall be revival.
There shall be revival.
God will bring revival.
God will bring revival
through my life.
Through my life.
As I lay myself down.
As I lay myself
and pour
down,
myself out.
And pour myself
as
out.
As a drink offering.
As a drink
on
offering.
The altar of God.
On the altar of
Father,
God.
I decree and declare.
Father, I decree and declare.
I decree and declare.
I decree and
at
declare.
At any point.
At any point.
And in whatever avenue.
And in whatever
that
avenue.
I see breakdown.
That I see
victory. That I see calamity.
That I see calamity.
That I see death.
That I see death.
Father, I stand, O Lord.
Father, I stand,
in the anointing
Lord.
Of Apollos.
In the anointing
and I
of
say,
Apollos.
Pour me out.
And I say, pour me
and
out.
And I say, pour me out.
And I say, pour me out.
I give up my life.
I give up my life.
I give up my sweat.
I give up my sweat.
I give up my time.
I give up my time.
And I decree and declare.
And I decree and declare.
As I lift up my voice and I pray.
As I lift up my voice and I pray.
At the scent of my water.
At the scent of
being
my water.
Being poured out.
Being poured out.
Let there be revival.
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 The things my fathers could not do.
The things my fathers could not do.
The things my mothers could not do.
As
I pour myself out on the altar of intercession,
on the altar of
sacrifice, on the altar of prayer, on the altar of service, I decree and I declare, like a drink offering, Lord, I will bring back, O Lord, the things that are dead in my family, the things that are dead in this school, the things that are dead in this ministry, the things that are dead in the church of God, at the center of water, O Lord, as Paul has planted and Apollos me here, I am watching. God give increase. God give increase. Lift up your voice and pray for the next one.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you were blessed by this, share it with someone and be an agent of impactful change for the kingdom of God. God bless you.